North America's largest book show called Book Expo America wound down yesterday at the Javits Center. Over the course of this week, the makers of several e-readers unveiled their latest tablets. WNYC's Ilya Marets reports that people in the world of books are increasingly convinced that the future of reading will be digital.
Harlequin is a publisher of romance novels, books with titles like Her Desert Prince and High Stakes Seduction. Worldwide, 4 Harlequin books are purchased every second. But increasingly, Harlequin fans are ditching the pulp and downloading stories on e-readers. Harlequin CEO Donna Hayes.
They read a lot, they buy a lot, and they really don't want to have to wait to get that next book.
12% of Harlequin readers now get their shivers and thrills on devices like Amazon's Kindle. Hayes says the number of digital downloaders is more than doubling every year. This week, 2 retailers, Barnes & Noble, which makes the Nook, and Toronto-based Kobo, introduced touchscreen devices, which they say make it even easier to download and read books. And prices are sinking. But the competition isn't just in e-readers, it's in e-bookstores. Google launched one last December. Google's Jeannie Hornung shows how it works.
So you buy now, and then it will be saved into your Google eBooks library in the cloud.
Translation, you can read the book without using precious computer memory to actually store it. Another company with an e-book store, Apple, was at the expo for the first time this year, though they kept a low profile. With so much happening so fast, publishers are trying hard to anticipate trends. But one person who's paid to advise them says it's too soon to abandon print. Michael Norris is with Simba Information.
Print books are always going to be reliable. They're always going to be available. And you can throw them across the room if you don't like the ending.
Something you'd regret very much if you did it to your tablet e-reader. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marets.